Josh, I know you want to be in this spot, but you don't want to get there this way. How bad do you feel for Robert?
Oh, heartbroken, man. It's just, you see the time that somebody puts into the job and prepare themselves. And then so for that, any time it happens, but especially in week one in the opener, it's heartbreaking because, I know how much he wants to be out there with his guys and fighting for his team. And even in the play itself, just showed the fight that he had, you know, even late in the game when it was tough. So, just heartbroken for him.
You've been through this yourself, a bunch of times, so I'm sure you feel exactly what he's going through.
Yeah, obviously last year we dealt with it, in that opening drive. So, just to keep his mind in it, and stay around it. And I know he will. He'll be right there every step of the way with us, helping us prepare. Just to know that this is another part of his story, and it's unfortunate. But all the confidence in the world that he'll do everything it takes to heal and get healthy and get back.
Josh, can you just address how do you feel? You've been through so much this year in terms of where you're going to get traded, where you're not going to get traded, mm-hmm. are you going to be here or not? Now here you are back as starting quarterback, at least for the next 8 games.
Right, yeah. Everything just kind of works out, and you never know. And so you just that's why cliches are cliches, because it's a day-at-a-time type of business in life, really. And you know that you have this day. And you go do everything you can to conquer that day and whatever task you have, and then wake up and get ready to do it again tomorrow. And so that's my mindset. And so here we are today with an unfortunate, injury to Robert. But it's now, for me to step up and serve my team as a backup quarterback, step in for an injured player and do the best I can to help us. And so I'll do that, try to have a good day today, and we'll do, I'll conquer the off day tomorrow. Pretty good, I think, and then we'll get going. So our focus is on Baltimore and what we need to do to clean up some of the things from the game yesterday.
Josh, Gary, when you see Robert get hurt, we didn't know how bad it was until today. But on the flight home last night, you're thinking, all right, I might be the guy now, and start kind of mentally preparing yourself.
Yeah, I think so we sit next to each other on the flight, and he's got a bag of ice on his shoulder, and we're talking a little bit, so kind of understand. How he's feeling and whatnot. So, so in your mind, you obviously have to start going. I'm saying a prayer for him, hoping he's okay, but also mentally going, okay, if it's your time, you got to be ready to go and start going through that process. So, it's one and the same because like I said, always, especially in the quarterback room and in every room, but you're so tight and you grow in relationships with guys and so it's not just a teammate, it's a friend that's getting injured and you're bummed and heartbroken for that guy because you know the dreams and aspirations that he talks about when you talk in the quarterback room and the things that he wants to accomplish and the goals he has for his season. And so it's heartbreaking, but at the same time, now you have to shift mindsets and go, this is a job that I have to do for my team. So it's a little bit of a juggling act, but as we've always said, it's the next man up and you move on and you focus on the next week.
I think we must have asked you this before, but did you know Robert before he got here?
Just had met a few times post game playing the Redskins, so that was really it.
Josh, the play during which he was injured, mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying, why did he slide? Other people saying he's trying to get out of bounds. Coaches saying it was kind of bang bang. He's trying to get out of bounds.
Yeah.
Protect himself. How did you see that?
Well, I faced those why didn't he slide questions before, and very familiar with those, and so what I can say best is just the same answer that I had for you guys last year is as a competitor, in your mind and in the moment of the game, you're fighting to win the game, you're fighting to get every extra yard you can. Looking at the tape, I think his mindset was actually to get out of bounds, and so I don't. When you look at it, it's kind of bang bang, but I think it was. It seemed like his mindset was to get out of bounds. Talking to him, he thought he was going to be out of bounds. So sometimes those things are unfortunate, and in that type of ball game, maybe giving up a yard and getting out is sooner rather than later is better. But again, it's in the heat of the moment and in a competitive environment, it's hard to dial back that sometimes. I understand that.
I know you're always one play away, you're the number two, but how drastic of it kind of is a switch for you going from, okay, thinking it's going to be RG3's job to understand it's yours for a long time?
Yeah, well, it's a change because I think for me, it's just different hats. You enjoy the role of kind of the backup and being able to help different, not only the quarterback, but different position groups and being another set of eyes for everybody, to now having to be, you know, in the day-to-day, having to be ready to take every rep and be really focused on each and every play and in the practice and all that. Because a lot of times when you're not having to take the rep in practice, you can kind of step back and look at the big picture and make sure this receiver is doing this and, you know, be able to help a coach here or there or whatever if need be. But it narrows your focus a little bit more, obviously, because you're having to take the reps. You need to focus on what you have to do as a quarterback. So that's really the biggest change, is just the day-to-day with the practice and stuff.
Josh, can you talk about you're going to play the Baltimore Ravens, 457 yards last year in a game. You kind of know them. You played them a little bit in both games. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, just watching the tape. I mean, that was last year, you know. So this year, what we see on tape, and watched some last night, watched some this morning, is they're, you know, getting back to their form of how Baltimore plays defense. You see that. They got some guys back. Terrell Suggs is back, and so they're a hard nosed group. There's no doubt about it. Especially the front seven, and you add a veteran in the back end like Eric Weddle, who's a fantastic player too. So they held, you know, Buffalo to 50 plays or so, and so that's a short amount. There's a lot of three and outs and whatnot. So we'll have our hands full. We know that, but all the faith in the world and the coaches are going to put a great plan together for us, and we're going to come out. And the thing is, from week one to two, similar to preseason, is that everybody can kind of get the regular season jitters out of the way, and we can look at the tape of our game and make our corrections, and then focus on what they're doing, and then you know, internalize this game plan and be ready to go play good ball Sunday.
From what you watched yesterday, from your vantage point, what were the struggles you think offensively?
Like I said, I think, you know, everybody kind of took a turn with some, you hope and think it's just, you know, kind of opening day jitters. We had some young guys out there, certainly playing for the first time, and then you know, just in a new offense in general. And you do get work in preseason, there's no doubt about it, but there's no substitute for regular season work. And so I think we can turn on the tape and learn a lot from what we saw, just little things technique-wise that you hear each coach talking about with his group and the things that we could do better to, if it's making a block, making a catch, making a throw, whatever it is, it's just one thing that each guy could do better and take the two or three plays that we made and turn those into seven or eight bigger plays that we made that can affect the ball game.
How excited are you to get this offense and do the things that this offense will allow you to do?
Very excited. You know, even before he was hired, I remember, you know, telling you last year when we played Cincinnati on Thursday night how much I respected what they were doing. I just liked the tape, like what they were doing on tape. And so so now to be at this point, it's really cool to have an opportunity to play in this offense and see how Coach Jackson and Pep, how they worked through the offseason, putting it together and building it. And so I'm looking forward to the game plan we put together and studying it. And I'm impressed even last week at how Coach Jackson, you know, put together a plan that felt like he could attack the defense. And like I said, from an execution standpoint, we got to execute at a higher level because the plays were there to be made. We just got to go do it. And so hopefully that'll be the case this weekend, and we'll get that done.
Josh, any part of you also looking forward to getting back out there? Because, I mean, I know you battled through a lot of injuries last year, but you put up some really good numbers. And when your season ended, you had one of the better passers.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. As long as that's going to help us and move us towards victories and wins, because that's what we got to, you know, that's what was missing last year was just we were good in some of the statistical columns, but the one that matters, we didn't get it done, and we had to find a way to do that. And so for me, it's just functioning within the system, not doing any more than that, but just functioning in the system and knowing that when we go out there and we do win games, it's going to be as a team. And so I'm excited about playing, absolutely, especially as we've talked about before, just, you know, at my tender age, these opportunities, you know, you don't take lightly. And so I'm looking forward to competing with these guys. I loved watching them play yesterday and watching them fight. And so we want to do whatever I can to help us.
Hey Josh, is this offense similar to any of the other stops you've made around in your years?
There's always different things. I think it's just how people, how different coaches apply things. Because everybody, runs the same plays. There's some similarity and some carryover from some of the stuff we did with Flip last year. There's some stuff similar to what I did with Mark in Chicago and in 2013. And there's stuff that I did 12 years ago. You know, you just different plays because everybody's been around. But it's how it's coached. It's how it's taught. It's when it's called. All those things. That's what makes it different. And that's what makes you unique, I think, because of his ability to just not only he and Pep's ability to teach it, but then his ability as a play caller to call it at the right time. So there's not a whole lot that people do different. It's just the way they coach and teach it and the details that they ascribe to their players and the standard that they hold them to. So we're held to a high standard here, you know, so we expect that Sunday we'll go out and execute at a higher level.
Josh, can you talk about, can you imagine the possibilities? You know, you've got Josh Gordon coming back in week five. You've got Corey starting to come around, Terrell, Gary's still here. Can you imagine, sort of imagine the possibilities of what this could be?
Absolutely, and I think that's why the standards that we're going to hold ourselves to, we're not going to back off of, because we know the talent that's here. Now, unfortunately, we won't have Josh for a few more weeks, so our focus is the group of guys that we're going to carry to the game Sunday and that are going to help us, play against the Ravens. But there's certainly a good nucleus of young talent, but it's the ability to execute that is only, you know, when talent is realized is when you execute and you see it. So we got to do that. We got to do everything we can to continue to bring Corey along and help him learn. I think it was great. It was a great experience for him to play the other day and to have some success and catching that long one. And so hopefully we can get the ball in his hands even more and then let him get comfortable. And just realizing that he can make plays in this league. He's got a special skill set. We've seen it throughout the spring and nothing has changed. We expect good things from him. It was fun watching Terrell play. He did a fantastic job, made some great catches, and he's been, you know, obviously developing into a real asset for us. So those things are exciting, and because of that, we're going to hold ourselves to a high standard and demand that out of each other, that we play at a high level, because I think we all see, what might be if we can stay at that standard and get there.
Josh, the instability at this position has been, you know, well documented over the years with the Browns. Has it just been bad luck as much as anything, do you think?
Well, I wasn't here in previous years, so I can't say. But it just from the, you know, casual observer, it's been pretty bad luck. I mean, it just hasn't gone well, you know. And so for whatever reason, it's just not gotten right. And I think every guy that sits in that room, you know, I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I just know when I sat in that room, you know, I think for me, I come to work every day going, man, I want to be the guy that helps stabilize that a little bit and helps, you know, bring some good play to that position. Because like I've said before, I mean, it's just, you're right, there's been so much, it's been so tenuous at that position for so long here in the city. And so, and I couple that with the way the people love this team, and you just go, man, you want to bring stable play to this group of fans because of the support they continue to show. We understand what that position means to a football team, how important it is in the league. And so when you take that importance, you take the fans' love for this team, it's an honor to go out there and have an opportunity to do that. And so I look forward to it.
Josh, how much time have you spent with the ones, and any part of you want some of those reps back that you told Coach to give to RG3?
No, we're here right now, and I spent enough time with them. I played with those guys last year, and so. You know, enough in the OTAs with the timing of Corey and Terrell that I feel good, and we'll get a lot of good work in this week. So we'll be just fine. No regrets, and you know, can't go back anyway. So we're looking forward to it, moving forward, and get ready to play Baltimore.